Part 4.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following news report.
Good morning, listeners. This is 102.7 FM, your favorite station for local news, weather, and traffic. Because of a sudden snowstorm last night, the morning commute is worse than usual. City officials are still working hard to clean up the road, but there are delays on major highways and bridges. Please use extra caution because the roads are slippery, and as the temperature goes down this afternoon, the conditions will get worse. Here is a reminder that on Friday, Lincoln Bridge will reopen after 2 weeks of construction to reinforce the foundation of this historic bridge. We'll be right back with more news on the presidential election next month. But first, let's listen to some messages from those who sponsor this program. We'll be right back.
Number 71. When is the report being broadcasted? Number 72. What is causing the traffic delay? Number 73. What will people hear next? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Jennifer Johnson from Ashley Furniture. This message is for Marilyn Lowe about the order you have placed last week. Miss Lowe, I'm afraid the sofa you ordered isn't available in the chocolate brown leather you wanted. This particular shade of leather has been discontinued by the manufacturer because it wasn't selling well. I did find other similar colours of leather, such as dark brown and espresso colour. If you order in these colours, your sofa will be ready in 1 month as we had promised. Why don't you stop by at the shop and I'll show you the samples of these leathers. Thank you.
Number 74. What is the purpose of the message? Number 75. Why has the product been discontinued? Number 76. What does the speaker suggest the customers do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
Good evening and thank you for listening to Radio 101.5. I'm sorry to inform our listeners that due to an unexpected problem with transmission equipment, we won't be broadcasting our normally scheduled live news from the election site. Instead, I'll host a special discussion with our guest, Barbara Fisher, a political commentator for the National Party. She used to work at numerous government agencies and recently published a book on our nation's political history and major players in it. Tonight, she will explain what changes we can expect after the election. Welcome to our show, Barbara.
Number 77. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 78. Why has the schedule changed? Number 79. What has Barbara Fisher recently done? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Peter. This is Stephen from the shipping department. I just got your fax message concerning tomorrow's deliveries to corporate clients. The problem is that the cover sheet says there will be a 5-page fax, but I only received 3 of them. We need to assign trucks and personnel who will be in charge of shipping to our clients, so the sooner we get detailed information, the better. I might be leaving the office to check on the warehouse, but I'll tell my assistant to double-check the status of the fax when she receives it. You may call Ms. Elaine Thompson at extension 5362 after you send the whole fax and confirm with her. Thank you.
Number 80. What is the problem with the fax message? Number 81. What has the speaker requested? Number 82. What is Peter asked to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement.
Everyone, please direct your attention to this side. The beautiful flowers you see here are tulips. Tulips are perennial flowers that people can enjoy for many years once you plant the bulbs in the cold ground. Unlike what most people think, tulips are the most popular garden flowers rather than roses. As you can see, there is a wide variety of colours and patterns in this class. That is why they are loved by so many people around the world. If you are interested in knowing which could be your favourite, don't worry about it. I'm going to walk you through all the details of these fascinating flowers with you. After that, we will move on to the next room where we look at exotic flowers from tropical regions of the world. But first, let's get acquainted with these mosaic-coloured tulips on your right.
Number 83. Who probably is making this announcement? Number 84. What can be said about tulips? Number 85. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"I'm going to walk you through"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Thank you for your interest in buying your first house or apartment through Riverview Property. We specialize in buying, selling, and maintaining top quality properties near the famous Ontario Lakes. Our company has an excellent reputation because our staff members are knowledgeable and experienced real estate agents. They have served hundreds of people to find their ideal houses. So, how can we do this? First, this morning I'll show you a short video explaining the steps of buying your house through Riverview Property. After this, you'll have the basic ideas of how you can proceed with this major decision in your life. Then I'll hand out a questionnaire to determine your preferences so that we can focus on individual customers' needs and interests.
Number 86. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 87. According to the speaker, what contributes to the company's good reputation? Number 88. What will the speaker give the listeners after the video? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report. Now let's check the local news here. The City Council of Maple Creek has approved the plan to build a new public swimming pool near the city park. Plans for the swimming pool will include indoor and outdoor swimming pools connected together. It will also have a separate pool for children under the age of 12 so that they can use the facility safely. A small picnic area and family site will be added to the poolside. Sitting Mayor Elizabeth Greenfield spoke about the new swimming pool at a press conference yesterday. She expressed enthusiasm, saying that the new recreation area will provide the much-needed place for area residents to exercise and have fun together. Construction will begin in January and will take approximately 3 to 4 months to finish. We expect to see the opening ceremony in May, just in time for summer. Number 89. What is the report mainly about? Number 90. Who is Elizabeth Greenfield?
Number 91. What does the man imply when he says, "She expressed enthusiasm"? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement and receipt.
Thank you for coming to Cinemark Theater. At our Orlando Cinemark Theater, we do our best to ensure your pleasant viewing of the film. Please refrain from talking loud, using mobile phones, and making unnecessary noise for other audience members. Also, you may not bring in outside food or drinks. When you go out after the show, please put all your trash in the trash bins located next to the exit doors. We would like to remind you that you can now buy tickets through our convenient Cinemark online system. If you reserve your tickets online, we'll give out special coupons for complimentary snacks for you and your family to enjoy. Just show your receipt to an agent at the ticket booth to exchange for your special coupons. Thank you and enjoy the movie.
Number 92. What is the speaker doing? Number 93. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 94. Look at the graphic. What special gift will be available to a customer with this receipt? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and list.
Good morning, employees. I want to remind everyone that our factory is scheduled for a safety inspection this Friday. The inspectors will arrive at the plant floor at 10 in the morning, and they will start by looking through the maintenance records, so be sure to submit any updated paperwork to the supervisor today. It is important to have current records for machinery maintenance and repair. After that, the inspectors will move on to the production floor to see that line workers are following standard procedures. They'll send us the inspection report, and we'll set up a meeting for next week so we can talk about the results. I will be posting the checklist for you to focus on before the actual inspection occurs. If any of you find a problem you cannot handle on your own, such as the one with concerning new employees, you should let your managers know about it as soon as possible. Let us do our best to get the best results.
Number 95. What will the inspectors do first? Number 96. Why will the listeners meet next week? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which area should the managers be notified about? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and map. Hello, Mr. Peters. This is Howard Rays from Fire and Hazard Prevention Bureau. I've been inspecting fire exits of the whole baseball stadium for the last 2 days. Most of the exit doors and fire extinguishers are working fine, but I'm afraid some of the signs for emergency exits are broken in the hallway near the entrances to K, L, X section of the stadium, right behind the scoreboard. This could be potentially dangerous when a number of spectators try to find the exit paths in the event of an emergency. I will send you an email with the exact locations of the broken signs this afternoon. Give me a call if you have any questions. Thank you. Number 98. What has the speaker finished inspecting? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Where does the man suggest signs to be checked? Number 100. What will the speaker send in his email?